Blessed Elizabeth Amodei, Virgin Third Order. Born in the little Sicilian town of Emilia, or Maria, in 1475, Elizabeth manifested an extraordinary zeal for holiness and a remarkable maturity in spiritual matters while still very young. She never lost her baptismal innocence, and before her first communion, she bound herself by the perpetual vow of virginity. It is not surprising, therefore, that she joined the Third Order of St. Francis as a girl, and most faithfully and exactly observed every point of the rule. While other girls enjoyed their games and amusements, Elizabeth preferred to retire to a quiet spot and spend her time in prayer. Her example had a wholesome effect on her companions, and many of them were inspired to lead a holy life. Elizabeth was never seen to be idle, but always occupied either with work or prayer. However, she carefully avoided making a show of her piety, and she possessed a winning manner which made her everybody's friend. She died at the early age of 24 on February 4th, 1498. Though the people mourned her passing deeply, they began at once to honor her as a saint. This cult continued, and Pope Clement VIII approved it in 1603. Blessed Elizabeth is one of several Beati of the Third Order whose names are not mentioned in any of the Franciscan calendars. Early death. When a young man or a young woman in the bloom of life dies, people lament their death with loud voices. However, a true Christian looks up to heaven on such occasions. He knows that not a sparrow falls from the roof without the will of our Heavenly Father, and that God created man and gave him the number of his days and time. Ecclesiasticus 7:17-1-3. He adores him as the Lord over life and death, and recommends to him his own days upon earth. How have you conducted yourself on such occasions? Consider why God often calls home some of the most promising persons by an early death. You may think it would have been better if he had called away some that are apparently useless and even a burden to others. Still, such are the counsels of eternal wisdom. Could any human being presume to advise God? God's goodness and mercy are manifested when he takes away young people who are, so to say, ripe for heaven, in order to preserve them from a wicked world and reward them in eternity. Whereas, in his compassion, he lets many useless servants and foolish young women continue to live in order that they may reflect on the early death of others and, entering into themselves, save their souls. Moreover, the early death of a companion should remind us that all flesh is as grass, and all the glory thereof as the flower of grass. The grass is withered, and the flower thereof is fallen away. 1 Peter 1:24. Hence, do not make vain plans, but employ your time well and reflect on eternity. Consider that an early death is not a misfortune, and that the thought of it should not be terrifying. Whoever has spent his life well, as did the Blessed Elizabeth, has been made perfect in a short space and fulfilled a long time. Wisdom 4:13. He may rejoice to receive his reward. If, on the other hand, we have incurred guilt, ought we not to fear that a longer life will only increase our guilt? Were that the case, then surely a long life were nothing to be desired. It has been well said that life is not the greatest of goods, but sin is the greatest of evils. For this reason, the Church does not teach us to pray for preservation from an early death, but rather from a bad and unprovided death. Take heed that you may always be prepared. Leave the length of your days in God's hands. Pray only that he may grant you the grace of a happy end. Prayer of the Church. O God, whose providence erreth not in its ordinance, we humbly beseech thee to remove from us all that is harmful, and to grant us all that is profitable to us, through Christ our Lord. Blessed Elizabeth Amodei, pray for us.